Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 4 with the wonderful commentary Rabbeinu Yonah. We're looking at chapter 3, Mishnah 9, Gimel Tet. Want to remind you, a heads up, in a week or two or so around the time of Hanukkah, we're going to take our nice big winter hiatus, hopefully not too big, but we'll be back after that and go a little stretch to our spring break, and then God willing, we'll try to round out the year finishing season 4. We try to do it bli neder from around September to June with those two breaks in between. So stay with us. Let's look at 9. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, Kol sheyiras cheto kodemes lechachmato. Anyone whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom, chachmaso miskayemes. His wisdom will endure. It's important to realize that before wisdom, before smarts, we have to understand who really is in charge of wisdom, who really is in charge of smarts, and that's Hashem. We have to understand to follow the Torah, follow the mitzvot as best we can. Of course, we're only human. Really have the fear of sin, which is not even the highest level. Love of Hashem is even higher than fear of Hashem. Fear of sin, loving mitzvot is higher than fearing sin, but we have to do that before any wisdom. Anyone whose wisdom precedes his fear of sin, his wisdom will not endure. Because the Torah has to come first, the mitzvot have to come first, understanding that the life is through the guidebook of the Torah, that has to come first. Hu hayo omer, he used to say, he would say, kol shemasav merabin milchul chmaso chachmaso miskayemes. Anyone whose deeds, his actions exceed his wisdom will endure. It's more important to do than just to learn. We can't just be stuck in the study halls, we can't just be hermits, we can't just be home theoretically learning about things. We have to be out and about in the world. Pirkei Avos teaches us elsewhere, when you study, you learn, you practice, and you preach, you're given the ability to do all of them. If you only study in order to study, you're not going to have any ability to actually give it over to others. You have to do actions more than learn. You have to do more than you say, more than you hear. You know, kids learn from what we do more than what we say. That's why they say, do as I do is really the better phrase than do as I say. Say as I do doesn't really work because things could go in one ear, out the other ear. But when they see a guy, a dad, a father or a mother who's really chesed oriented, really involved in wonderful actions, wonderful deeds, that's what they're going to do. Not what you say, what you do. They say you're running out to deliver meals for people, running out to give clothing to people, running out to lend a hand to people. That's what they're going to learn from. Your deeds must be much more than just your wisdom. Your deeds must be more than what you learn, and that's how the wisdom will stay. Anyone whose wisdom exceeds his actions, his wisdom will not endure, because you need more action than learning. You need more doing than just listening and just hearing. So Rabbi Yonah picks up and says, fear of sin precedes wisdom, the wisdom will stay. This refers to effort. If you make an effort to acquire wisdom in order to protect yourself from sin and grow wise as a result, you retain your wisdom. You will refrain from sin and keep the mitzvot as you have studied and learned. If the wisdom precedes fear of sin, the wisdom will not endure. If your original intent is learning, in learning, was not for the sake of keeping the mitzvot proudly, but for intellectual purposes, it will be that you do not retain the knowledge. Alternatively, when fear of sin precedes wisdom, your learning will serve you as a warning and encouragement to continue in the proper path that you are already familiar with, thanks to your fear of sin. Your heart will be filled with greater love for God, will desire even more for your wisdom, reinforces your existing positive behaviors. But if your wisdom precedes your fear of sin, it will not prevent you from committing the sins that you are used to, and eventually you will rebel against the learning as it has become burdensome, God forbid. Actions exceed wisdom, wisdom will stay. When your actions exceed your wisdom, your eagerness for wisdom will be greater than your current level of wisdom. Whenever you have the opportunity to add to your learning, you will. But if wisdom exceeds actions, the wisdom will not stay. When your wisdom exceeds your actions, it means your desire for wisdom is less than your current level of wisdom. When you have no desire to learn more, the wisdom you have will gradually dwindle. That's how the Rishonim have explained it. But this does raise a question, Rabbeinu Yonah points out. How can actions exceed wisdom? If you're not knowledgeable in Torah and mitzvot, what actions can you do? You don't know how to do them. The Mishnah is giving some good sound advice. In order for one who lacks knowledge not to lose his soul by sinning, he should commit himself to do exactly as the sages of his generation instruct him. Should not deviate to the left or right of their words, but conduct himself in keeping with their teachings in order to properly fulfill the mitzvos. As soon as he makes this commitment willingly, wholeheartedly, he receives reward as if he kept all the mitzvos. In keeping with this, the Tana said, one whose actions exceed his wisdom, even though he lacks knowledge, and as a result is not doing mitzvos yet, the mitzvos are still reckoned as his. This is because once he has made the commitment to keep them, he is rewarded as if he had already fulfilled them. This is also explicit in Avos Rabbeinu Nasan, one whose actions exceed his wisdom will endure. As the verse states, we will do and we will hear. The Jewish people mentioned doing before hearing. They should have said, first we will hear and then we will do, because before one can do, he must know what it is that he must do. But they first accepted it upon themselves to do whatever God would command. Afterward, they would hear what he said concerning the details. One whose wisdom exceeds his actions mean that you should not say, first I will study this halacha and then I will keep it. Or first I will study the entire Talmud and then I will keep it. If you say this, your wisdom will not endure. Your first responsibility is to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. Then your wisdom will endure. So make sure to be involved in practicing the Torah, being involved in practicing chesed, not learning about it theoretically in the study halls only, not being a hermit in your house, being just for yourself. Be selfless. Help out those around you. Understand that you have to have the proper basis of understanding and fearing what you shouldn't do, but then even more so going to a higher level of loving Hashem, loving to do mitzvahs, loving to help others. Once you do that, your wisdom will endure. Your wisdom can stay because you realize what you're really here to do, what you're really here to be involved in. Make sure that you do more actions than just wisdom. Be someone who does, not someone that just sits there. Be someone who actually moves out and about getting things done in the world, not just learning about it theoretically, but be involved in all that you can be, helping the world as much as possible within our days, every single day. Join us next time as we talk about someone who is pleasant to people, and if he's pleasant to Hashem, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.